Chapter 9. The next night, we climbed out of the window again. We dug into the ash hopper. Jim was asleep. We woke him up so he didn't shout. The hole was under Jim's bed. It was a good hiding place. We covered the hole outside the house because we didn't want people to find out about our plan. We told Jim, "We'll get you out." We went back to bed. Tom was very happy. "I really enjoyed it," he said. The hole was too small for Jim. I gave him a pick. Jim made the hole bigger. Silas wrote to the plantation, but he didn't get an answer. We waited 3 weeks. Silas wrote to the newspapers about Jim. Tom and I went to check on the raft. There was nothing to do in the day. The raft was okay. We went fishing. We left a note for the Phelps. It said, "A gang of robbers is coming to steal your runaway slave. They're coming tonight. They're coming from the north." The family all got very scared. 15 farmers came to help Silas. I was nervous. I wanted to get Jim and Tom and leave. Aunt Sally sent us to bed. We climbed out of the window. "We must hurry. The farmers have guns," I said. The farmers came down to the ash hopper. We had to get out. Jim went first, then me and Tom last. We tried to be quiet, but we dropped the door on the outside hole. "Stop! Who's there? Answer or I'll shoot," a farmer shouted. We ran. Bang, bang, bang. The bullets missed us. "Here they are. They're going to the river," another farmer shouted. "After them. Get the dogs on them." They followed us. We ran as fast as possible. We were faster than the farmers. The dogs came after us. We stopped running. The dogs were our friends. They didn't hurt us. They ran towards the farmers and the shouting. We got to the river. I had my canoe on the shore. We got in the canoe and went to the island. I had my raft there. "Now, Jim, you are free. You won't be a slave again," I said. "Thank you, Huck," Jim said. We were all happy. Tom had a bullet in his leg, but he was happy too. We got on the raft and put Tom in the wigwam. We made bandages out of the Duke's shirts. I said to Tom, "You need a doctor." Jim hid in the woods. I went to get the doctor. The doctor was a nice old man. I told him about Tom. He didn't believe my story. But he came anyway.